Sister Imam Abdul Rahman is asking about feeding for a pregnant woman or a suckling woman. And the majority of scholars say that this is not applicable. There are, however, few hadiths reported or related to Ibn Umar and one to, if I'm not mistaken, Ali ibn Abi Talib or Ibn Abbas, one of them. And they used to tell those who were pregnant to feed a day, a poor person for every day they miss. But the majority of scholars say, now, this is not permissible. You should make up for the days you've missed. So for the past 3 years, 4 years, 120 days, you can make up for these days, inshallah, the minute you don't have anything to stop you from fasting. The minute you are not conceiving or you're not suckling, maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, Allah knows, whatever the time is right for you to make up for these days missed, you should do them, and feeding would not suffice.
And the miscalculation for one of the months, how do you go about calculating if you just forgot how many you've actually fasted in that month itself?
I personally believe that nowadays, through the internet, through the newspapers, through the calendars, you can calculate if the month is 29 or 30 days. But always be on the safe side. For example, if I tell you, were they 1,000 days? You said, no, that's a lot. So if we go down to 100 days, you said, probably less. So 80 days, you said, no, it's more. So you give or take, and always be on the positive and the plus side, and this, inshallah, will be for your own good deeds.